This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Another blast hit Gaza's largest refugee camp on Wednesday, a day after Palestinian health officials said an Israeli airstrike killed about 50 people and wounded 150 there. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas says the strikes killed several hostages it took in its October 7th attacks on Israel. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
It wasn't immediately clear how many casualties came in the second strike, but Hamas says that the incidents killed several of the hostages it took in the October 7th attacks on Israeli communities. The Israeli military says the strikes killed two senior Hamas commanders, including a ringleader of the October 7th attacks, as well as a Hamas command and control center. Israel accuses Hamas of hiding its weapons and infrastructure in civilian populations, such as tunnels, intentionally endangering civilians. Hamas accuses Israel of genocide.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The U.S. State Department has confirmed a number of U.S. citizens trapped in Gaza have crossed into Egypt after a deal was reached to allow foreigners to leave the enclave.
An initial group of foreign nationals, including U.S. citizens, departed Gaza through Rafah today. And we expect exits of U.S. citizens and foreign nationals to continue over the next several days.
Spokesman Matthew Miller. Israel's ambassador to Moscow gave new details of the weekend riot at an airport in southern Russia when a flight to Aviv landed there, saying some of the passengers had to hide in the terminal before being flown by helicopter to safety. The ambassador blamed Sunday's unrest on extremist elements resulting from indoctrination of the mostly Muslim Republic of Dagestan. This is VOA News. Britain's King Charles is in Kenya, and on day two of his visit on Wednesday, Charles stopped at an urban forest in the heart of Nairobi to highlight the crucial role of green spaces in cities. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Jallo has the latest.
To honor the legacy of late Nobel Peace Prize winner Professor Wangari Maathai, who ran a campaign to save Karura Forest, Charles planted an Elgon teak with fifth grader and 10-year-old environmental campaigner Karen Kimani.
I felt a bit nervous, but it all went well and I'm very happy. It has been my wish.
Kimani, who has already planted more than 10,000 trees, explained she was chosen to lend a hand to the king after writing a letter to Buckingham Palace. Mariama Jallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
North Korea has likely sent more than a million artillery shells to Russia since August to help fuel Russian President Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine. That's according to a lawmaker who attended a closed-door audit meeting Wednesday with South Korea's top spy agency. North Korea and Russia have been actively boosting the visibility of their partnership in the face of a separate deepening confrontations with the United States. A burgeoning domestic drone program has sprung up in Ukraine since Russia invaded in early 2022, producing a range of attack and reconnaissance aerial vehicles such as the Shark drone, which is playing an increasingly important role in battle. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
As well as looking mean, this new drone gives Ukrainian forces a cutting edge to find enemy positions. Attached with a powerful zoom camera, the Shark drone can make out text while flying more than a mile above ground. Ukraine's domestic drone program has soared since Russia invaded in early 2022, producing a range of attack and reconnaissance UAVs that have played an increasingly important role in battle along front lines. One Shark costs only $50,000 to make, and local manufacturing means they're easy to repair.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Australian police said on Thursday they had arrested a 49-year-old woman over the deaths of three elderly people in August after they allegedly consumed mushrooms at a lunch hosted by her. Don Patterson, his wife Gail Patterson, and her sister Heather Wilkinson became ill and later died after the lunch on July 29th in a small rural town about 135 kilometers southeast of Melbourne. A fourth man, Wilkinson's husband, Ian Wilkinson, a pastor in a nearby town, was released from hospital in September. Their mysterious deaths have gripped Australia. I'm Joe Ramsey.